Very excited to have Fabian Coulthard joining us. He's a member of Car 12 and he's from the all-conquering DJR. Mate, what's in these Mustangs? Everyone's filthy on you. every driver we've spoken to, they're just saying, they're no good, these Mustang blokes, we can't catch them.
The Mustang guys are happy, the other blokes aren't so happy. So you're always trying to align yourself in the right car at the right time, and thankfully this year we're in the right car at the right time.
You must be pumped, though.
It's a lot of fun going racing, and to showcase what we do here at Bathurst in a Mustang, and for the fans to see it thrash around the mountain for the first time is it's a pretty cool experience.
What's the Mustang, obviously talked about, what's the difference? Because the times, your teammate clocked the fastest time ever around the mountain.
What but he did that in the Falcon too, don't forget.
He did a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But the Mustang must bring something different.
I think it's, we came here with the Falcon and it's a package that's probably 3 or 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got something that's current and up to date, and we've probably designed the car around the strengths of our car and things like that. And that's why I think we're having a little bit of success with it.
Fabian, you've been here a number of times, but do you get the same buzz walking into Bathurst every year? Does it just go up another level?
Yeah, it's got that atmosphere, like people are here the week before. It's a real carnival, feel about it. And, to come here as a driver, you're a little bit apprehensive. First practice, what the track's like, how grueling it can be. But to actually do those first few laps yesterday is quite good, just to blow the cobwebs out and get a bit of a feel for the place and see how our car's going to go.
So we were talking about this earlier. Loz tipped in Dave Reynolds yesterday, and then Luke Yulden put it in the wall.
Yep.
What's it like when your co-driver jumps into the car? What do you do? Do you just sit there going, don't crash the thing, don't crash the thing, don't crash the thing? Or
what's out of my hand? I have no control. So we put faith in our guys, both cars, 17 and 12. We've both got really good co-drivers. So it takes that worry out of it a little bit. We know what they're capable of, and they do a great job. So we've got the right people in the cars, and we don't stress about it too much.
Right, I know we love a bit of trash talk, and we want to fire up. Now you've got the other bloke, your teammate. Well, this is the thing. Even though you're in the same, you'd be for the same manufacturer, same team, etc. If you've got the opportunity to win, you're going for the win. You're not going to try and let Scott past.
No, that's right.
Exactly.
No.
So what happens in that situation with, team orders and stuff like that? Because we see it all the time in the F1s, like Vettel doesn't want to get out of the way and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Are you just going to be going, take the headset off, not that you can, but just like press the mute button and away you go?
Put some stick music on. Just get after it.
That's it.
No, I think we're free to race.
Yep.
We just can't hit each other. So
right.
As long as you make the pass cleanly, it's fair game.
Have you ever hit your teammate?
I have.
How did that go down? What's the debrief like?
It's frowned upon. I put my hand up and I said, look, I was in the wrong. So
must be frosty the next day.
When we've got cars that are so competitive and running at the front, unfortunately sometimes these things happen. It's not intentional. Scott thought he had left me enough room. I thought I left him enough room. And, unfortunately we come together. So, thankfully we've got bosses that are understanding.
Yeah, okay.
I was talking to Dave before, off air, about the drivers. So for us, Bathurst is number one, but it's all about winning the championship, I suppose, for you guys. But would you give up a Bathurst win for a championship?
I haven't got either, so I'll take anything. Bathurst, I think, I always say the mountain chooses you. You need an element of luck around this place.
Yep.
You need to be on the right strategy. You need to have the right amount of fuel and come the last stint. And you need a little bit of luck. So you can be the fastest car, but you don't necessarily always win.
Yeah. And talking of strategy, when you come in, how hard is it? Because you mentioned all the challenges. There could be rain. There could be an accident. There could be whatever happened. Mentally, how challenging is that?
Well, you just have to prepare yourself for everything. Yeah. I think today the forecast is going to be rain around qualifying time. So all the running up until that point's probably potentially dry. So we'll have to then just reevaluate and think on our feet and go from there.
I think you proved a lot of people wrong yesterday. Well, Scott certainly did, because they were talking about coming into Bathurst that the Mustang wasn't going to go all out in the practice sessions.
Yep.
What do they call it?
Sandbagging.
Yeah. Well, what do you do when you hear that type of talk?
Well, for us as drivers, every time we put our helmet on, it's hell for leather.
Yeah.
So I don't think we haven't sandbagged at all. We've just gone out there and tried to showcase the best we can.
Laurie put sandbagging in his phone, came up with something completely different.
All right, mate, We're going to have to wrap it up, but I was just looking at the odds here. I mean, you've got car 17 at $3, but you blokes are $16. You're driving the same thing. I might have something on. You confident?
Bet your house. Go for it.
Oh, jeez. Baby and Cool Tone. Thanks for joining us, mate. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Cheers.
Go and get on your
thanks, boys. Thanks, baby.
Thanks,
cheers. Thank you.